This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The reports are shocking.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says an investigation is underway into why Delta passengers sweltered for 3 hours inside a plane as they waited to take off on a flight from Las Vegas to Atlanta.
I want to know how it was possible for passengers to be left in triple-digit heat onboard an airplane for that long. Even at normal temperatures, a tarmac delay is not supposed to go that long, and we have rules about that.
Social media posts document paramedics wheeling three people off the plane, others fainting inside. Excruciating heat continues across the south and southwest today. High for Vegas, 116. It's expected to get up to 120 in Palm Springs. There's controversy over the new curriculum from the Florida Board of Education that includes lessons for middle schoolers on, quote, how slaves developed skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. Vice President Kamala Harris.
They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, and we will not stand for it.
State's largest teachers union calls the new standards a step backward. Democratic presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is denying accusations he traffics in racist and hateful online conspiracy theories. He testified at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
In my entire life, I have never uttered a phrase that was either racist or anti-Semitic.
Russia claims it's quit a deal to allow Ukrainian grain ships to deliver their goods because the country's been staging what the Kremlin calls terrorist attacks in the Black Sea. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from Orokiv.
The Kremlin calls it retaliation for the attack on the bridge to Crimea, but timed to coincide with Russia's pullout of an agreement allowing safe passage of Ukrainian grain from these very ports.
Regulations aimed at keeping vapes out of the mouths of young people aren't working. Here's CBS's Alexander Tin.
New CDC survey data suggests the increase in e-cigarette use among Americans ages 18 and over has climbed highest among the youngest adults. 11% of adults ages 18 to 24 said they were currently smoking e-cigarettes in 2021. That's an increase of some 3 percentage points from 2018.
Brace for Messi mania tonight.
Messi delicately scrapes it under the
soccer star Lionel Messi makes his debut with his new team, Inter Miami. And U.S. Women open World Cup play in New Zealand tonight against Vietnam. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Up North when News Radio sleeping, with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast. There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
On this Thursday morning, as each week, Joseph Pecky visits with us. You'd think, wait, why do we need to protect our care? Well, we're going to talk about a Texas judge in just a minute here. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
At 6:30 here, so sorry, we hit a wrong button. You're gonna hear that Joe Specky interview coming up at 6:30, as we normally do on those Thursday mornings. You were hearing a little bit of Carlos Santana because today is his 76th birthday, so we'll hear a little bit more from him throughout the course of the morning here. Time now for our Brewers update. Hey, I should put myself on camera here. I got myself all befuddled over here. William Contreras, what a game last night. As I was watching it in between thunderstorms and insurance company calls, William Contreras hit a tie-breaking double in the seventh inning, and the Brewers beat the Phillies 5-3 last night. For the Brewers, it was their fifth win in six games. Contreras had three hits and two RBIs for the Central Division leaders. Blake Perkins drove in two runs. Milwaukee had 10 hits, and five of them were doubles. Always nice when the bats come back to life. And then Contreras really tied a bow on it with a key out in the ninth inning, throwing out a Phillies runner who was trying to steal second. Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray allowed three runs, two of them earned, over five hits, over five innings. Corbin Burns will be pitching this afternoon. And that'll wrap up a three-game series with the Phillies. Then they come home for a weekend series against the Atlanta Braves, and we will have tickets later this hour to Saturday evening's game with the Brewers versus the Braves. You can hear the Brewers in the Fox Valley on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3, 1100 AM, and WRCE News from the Center over in the Richland Center area. That's 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. We had heard the story about a U.S. soldier who had, quite surprisingly, bolted and fled across the border into North Korea. North Korea still has not responded to any U.S. attempts to discuss the soldier who ran across the heavily armed border. The soldier's family is from the Racine area, and the serviceman's prospects for a quick release are unclear, according to the Associated Press, with a time of high tensions and very inactive communications channels. The soldier's name is Private Travis King. He was supposed to be on his way to Fort Bliss, Texas, after finishing a prison sentence in South Korea for assault. But he instead, once he got to the airport for the flight home, he somehow managed to sneak in with a tour group, and the tour group was heading for the DMZ, the border between North and South Korea. And then at some point he made a run for it and ran across the border, has not been seen since. And again, North Korea has not responded to any outward communication about possibly getting the soldier back or what they plan to do with him. So it's something that has his family in Racine obviously extremely concerned, and something that we'll continue to monitor here. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is back in the news again. Yesterday it was for taking hundreds of thousands of dollars from his campaign donors, even though he said he wasn't expecting to be paid back for the personal funds that he loaned his own campaign. Yesterday we learned that Senator Johnson had done a wide-ranging interview with a YouTube influencer in which he embraced all manner of conspiracy theories, which I know is not new. Although he did get a little bit more specific in one particular conspiracy, saying that he believed it was certainly possible that government agencies were involved in the assassination of President Kennedy. He also called the death of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein fishy during this interview with a YouTuber, Tommy G, who asked the senator if it was possible that U.S. agencies were involved in JFK's assassination. "I think it's certainly possible, yeah," Johnson said. "The American public deserves the truth, and we haven't gotten it. There are so many unanswered questions, so many witnesses that just died, so many leads that weren't followed up on, so much evidence that obviously should have been collected that people have been prevented from collecting," said Johnson, an already widely known conspiracy theorist for things revolving around the COVID-19 pandemic and quackery that does not work and skepticism about the vaccine that does. It's just one of several conspiracy theories that he talked about in this YouTube show with a Tommy G, who the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article refers to as a YouTuber who bills himself as making the craziest documentaries on the video streaming website. They also talked about Robert Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign. Again, Robert Kennedy Jr. Is one who is spreading massive amounts of misinformation and outrageously now racist misinformation about the vaccine. So I'd looked at maybe playing some clips from this. I don't see that it's going to have a lot of value, frankly, except just to let you know it's there. And if you care to, shall we say, find yourself awash in conspiracy theories for 20 minutes or so, then you can look that up and hear Ron Johnson yourself. All right, let's talk about this song from Jason Aldean. That is the latest thing to divide folks when politics and entertainment come together to make a baby called controversy. And I would definitely try to comment on this as if I'm talking to some good friends and neighbors who aren't shy about calling themselves conservatives and proud Americans. But these same people, because I know them and love them, genuinely want to see eye to eye when they can have a disagreement with me or other people and subject it to some good, honest conversation. So here are the things I would say in that conversation, and I hope that it would help people understand a little deeper why there are people so troubled by the song and the video. So here we go. Jason Aldean is a very public conservative, and there's nothing wrong with having your beliefs. He put out a song not long ago called "Try That in a Small Town." Yeah, the lyrics are all right. They're a little thick, I'd say, on extolling the values of the small town. Because no one in their right mind thinks every small town is this utopian place with no crime and no bad people, and, you know, that there's a flag waving parade down Main Street every day. But if you want to talk up your community, whether it's a small town or a city, you go ahead and fly your flag. Okay, you go ahead and do that. But it's not just the lyrics, it's also the accompanying video that then magnifies those claims about small towns by pitting all small towns against all cities. And it truly serves as clickbait. And that's what this video is. And that's what the resulting controversy is, which is why I'm a little embarrassed to talk about it. But again, I feel like we're talking about it from the standpoint of pulling back the curtain. We're not just shaking our fist at it and saying that it's racist and it encourages lynching. And we're not just shaking our fist at the critics and saying, you're not Americans. We're spending some time breaking down the song and the video. And the video, the clickbait, is all about entertainment. And entertainment is all about ratings. Jason Aldean is not going to get attention for this song. He's not going to get clicks for the video if it's just him standing at a microphone and singing on a stage or in a cornfield or on a small town main street. But add the imagery of riots and other violence and burn some American flags. Well, now you've got something that's going to go viral. It's going to go viral both ways, from people who love it and want to share it, and people who go, what the hell is this? So I think we can all agree on point number one. This is entertainment. This is about clicks, chatter, ratings, and money, more so than it is about small town or American values. Jason Aldean and the director of this video did not choose those shots willy-nilly, okay? There was nothing accidental about how they put that video together. So now we get into the substance of the song, Life in a Small Town. Look, any town, any city can be awesome. Any town, any city can be a place you cannot wait to get out of. And you know what? They're usually both at the same time. So again, don't try to tell me the place that you like, the small town, is without its faults. You just chose not to include them in your song or in your video. Do you believe there's no domestic abuse in your small town? Children afraid of a parent because that parent believes in tough love at all costs? Are you familiar with meth or good old alcoholism? Do you think county jails in these small towns are empty, dusty places because nobody commits crimes in Mayberry? So, I mean, come on. Let's agree on point number two. The small town fairy tale is a fairy tale. Some are good. Some are really not good. Some are both at the same time. So if we agree on that, then what's this song really about? Well, it seems to me it's a way to work out some aggressions that Jason and other folks are feeling on the inside. Because there's lots of imagery there of people protesting, even rioting. And by the way, I guess a lot of the rioting video is not from the United States. It's from riots that took place in Canada. But again, if you're the director, it's entertainment, you know? But regardless, the imagery of people protesting and rioting, they're pointing out the people who keep seeing unarmed black men and women getting gunned down with virtually no consequences. That's not something in Jason Aldean's experience. What Jason Aldean refuses to see is he's trying to make the point, you don't burn down your own community. Well, you don't burn down part of your community unless if you feel like it's actually your community. If you feel like somebody else is pulling all the strings, including whether you live or die when you're pulled over for a traffic violation, it doesn't feel like your community. But again, Jason Aldean is not upset about that first part. He's upset that the people who used to be scared, the people who are forced to fear others, are no longer simply frightened or intimidated. They're frustrated. They're mad, and they want you to know it. And instead of listening to their concerns, you write song lyrics about these frightened, frustrated, and now fed up people. You grab the imagery of the rioting rather than the imagery of their everyday lives, their struggles to overcome the suspicions and the sideways glances that you, Jason Aldean, will never have to live with. And the lyrics that follow are all tough guy that, oh, try that in a small town. But, you know, there's a lot of people in a small town who are fed up with unfairness and injustice as well. And, of course, there's the trope about rounding up all the guns. Oh, for the love of God, shut up about that already. Nobody wants your guns. So it's entertainment. It's about frustrations and refusing to understand why some people are so frustrated, fed up, fearful, and really want things to change. All right, when we come back, now we'll hear more from Joe Zepecki and a Protect Our Care event about trying to protect parts of the cancer screenings in the American Care Act. Back after this, you're up north.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. As temperatures outside soared well past 100, Delta passengers were forced to sit inside a plane in Las Vegas for 3 hours as they awaited takeoff, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
A tarmac delay is not supposed to go that long, and we have rules about that, which we're actively enforcing, and this is being investigated right now.
There are up to 22 straight days of highs over 110 in Phoenix. Vice President Kamala Harris is outraged over new standards for teaching Black history in Florida.
They decided middle school students will be taught that enslaved people benefited from slavery.
The new lessons come after Governor DeSantis signed a bill last year regulating the way race is taught in public schools. Despite the dangers, more young people are vaping nicotine. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Around 1 in 20 American adults ages 18 and over are now smoking e-cigarettes. That's according to new CDC survey data through 2021.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenaire.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right now.
I'm choosing
between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well.
Well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowalk. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
93.5, The Tap.
I had to let Hugh Masekela's trumpet come in there because otherwise it was all going to be about the cowbell. And this isn't the more cowbell song. This is the trumpet song, Grazing in the Grass. It was the number one song this day in 1968. Kristen Lyerly joins us now from where I can't even keep track of you anymore. You've got this summer tour of like medical mission trips and part-time work and everything else. And so I'm going to guess you're in Hibbing.
I'm in Arizona, and I have this amazing vision right now of Pat Kreitlow with a cowbell dancing around in a studio.
I have a cowbell. I guess I could do that.
Stay tuned, people.
Yeah, stay tuned. I kind of forgot that I haven't had to use a cowbell in a long time. I ran a half marathon 10 years ago, and some friends gathered on a street corner with their little cowbells to cheer me on. And I know, and I, you know, when, how often do you need a cowbell? But anyway, this is July 20th, which is, of course, the anniversary of the moon landing, Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong's giant leap for mankind this day in 1969. And really, the whole reason it was done was so that MTV could have their original logo when they would come on many, many years later. All right, this one's just for you, Dr. Lyerly. The number one song this day in 1963, the follow-up from It's My Party, a song where she had her heart broken by a gal named Judy. Here's the sequel. And I never thought that I would find in the year 2023 such a major, I mean, there's so many Swifties out there. Kristen Lyerly is like the Swiftie of Leslie Gore. You're a Leslie Gore stan, you know?
I even love her more now that I have found out that she sang all of these like super poppy songs about her boyfriend. Leslie Gore was married to a woman. Leslie Gore lived this like amazing subterranean life in the 60s because it wasn't okay for her to come out. So now I love her even more than I did.
Sure. You know, you think about that with Rock Hudson. I'd seen the movie about the documentary about his life. And we've had other singers during this segment where, again, as you're looking back now in history at how they had to work so hard. Tab Hunter was another one. It was his birthday last week. And what it's such a different world now. Far from perfect. Don't get me wrong. We see the ugliness every single day. Mark Pocan's been fighting that battle in Congress just this week. But compared to full-time closeted the way it was for generations, we're at least making some strides. On this day in 1906, Finland guaranteed the first and equal right to vote in the world, Finnish women became the first in Europe to receive the right to vote this day in 1906.
Amazing.
The number one song this day in 1965 was from the...
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
93.5, The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For tonight, partly cloudy and isolated storm with a low around 59. For Saturday, scattered storms, otherwise sunshine and a high near 84. On Sunday, sunny and a high of 86.
It's 57 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
I had to let Hugh Masekela's trumpet come in there, because otherwise it was all going to be about the cowbell. And this isn't the More Cowbell song. This is the trumpet song, Grazing in the Grass. That was the number one song this day in 1968. Kristen Lyerly joins us now from... where I can't even keep track of you anymore. You've got this summer tour of like medical mission trips and part-time work and everything else. And so I'm going to guess you're in Hibbing.
I'm in Arizona. And I have this amazing vision right now of Pat Kreitler with a cowbell dancing around in a studio.
I have a cowbell. I guess I could do that. Yeah. Huh.
Stay tuned, people.
Yeah, stay tuned. I kind of forgot that I haven't had to use a cowbell in a long time. I ran a half marathon 10 years ago, and some friends gathered on a street corner with their little cowbells to cheer me on. And I know. And how often do you need a cowbell? But anyway, I digress. This is July 20th, which is, of course, the anniversary of the moon landing, Apollo 11. Neil Armstrong's giant leap for mankind this day in 1969. And, really the whole reason it was done was so that MTV could have their original logo when they would come on many, many years later. All right. This one's just for you, Dr. Lyerly. The number one song this day in 1963, the follow-up from It's My Party, a song where she had her heart broken by a gal named Judy. Here's the sequel. I never thought that I would find in the year 2023 such a major... I mean, there's so many Swifties out there. Kristen Lyerly is like the Swiftie of Leslie Gore. You're a Leslie Gore stan, you know?
I even love her more now that I have found out that she sang all of these like super poppy songs about her boyfriend. Leslie Gore was married to a woman. Leslie Gore lived this like amazing subterranean life in the 60s because it wasn't okay for her to come out. So now I love her even more than I did back then.
Oh, sure. You know, you think about that with Rock Hudson. I'd seen the movie about the documentary about his life. And we've had other singers during this segment where, again, as you're looking back now in history at how they had to work so hard. Tab Hunter was another one. It was his birthday last week. And what it's such a different world now. Far from perfect. Don't get me wrong. We see the ugliness every single day. Mark Pocan's been fighting that battle in Congress just this week. But compared to full-time closeted, the way it was for generations, we're at least making some strides. Yeah. On this day in 1906, Finland guaranteed the first and equal right to vote in the world. Finnish women became the first in Europe to receive the right to vote this day in 1906.
Amazing.
The number one song this day in 1965 was from The Lovin' Spoonful. Look, if this song doesn't keep you in an upbeat mood, then I don't know that you have red blood cells in there. John Sebastian says he wrote it after seeing a beautiful girl dancing at one of their shows. We mentioned it earlier, but here's Evil Ways from Carlos Santana. As we tell you, he is 76 years old today, born in the Jalisco province of Mexico. Let's see, what did we play? We played Oye Como Va. Black Magic Woman is out there. I loved some of his things from the 80s, like Hold On, Smooth with Rob Thomas, I think was from the 90s, The Game of Love with Michelle Branch in the 2000s. Just so many great compositions, either instrumental or with other lead singers. Such a talent.
So much of the undercurrent of his talent with other people and other collaborations that he's done. Just really a brilliant musician.
Yep. And one more birthday to tell you about. Born this day in 1945. Happy 78th birthday to Kim Carnes.
Oh, that's the Yacht Rock classic right there.
That right there. It's one of my favorites. Yep. I know everybody else would be playing Betty Davis Eyes. It's okay, but it kind of got overplayed in my book. So, whereas I like the little Yacht Rock ditty here that we've got going. do you mind if I give away some Brewers tickets here for just a second?
Oh, go for it.
Let me do this again. Cannot have won a prize yet in the month of July. The tickets have to be emailed to you, and you better use the tickets because these are great club level seats. It's a news quiz. If you were listening a few minutes ago, just be the first one in who wants four tickets and can use them for Saturday night's Brewers game against the Braves. Here we go. Why was the Michigan Attorney General in the news this week? First correct caller wins four tickets for Saturday night at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Why was the Michigan Attorney General in the news this week? Something that made national headlines, but really got a lot of attention here in Wisconsin with a lot of people going, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please be next. We'll see. So what did the Michigan Attorney General do? You tell that to Mr. Zommers when he picks up the phone. You're going to get tickets to a Brewers game come Saturday night. All right. So we established that you're in Arizona because you put up some pictures. You were touring like a brewery or something yesterday.
I was touring everything yesterday. I'm in Northern Arizona near Flagstaff, and there are so many national monuments and national parks in this area. And at first I thought, well, it's just going to be the same thing over and over again, but it's not. There's so much beautifully preserved history that I spent the entire day outside just enjoying some of the beautiful things here in our country. So come on out to Arizona. Not right now. It's pretty hot.
My
Wait
favorite.
Until it's a little cooler.
My favorite.
But you had so much good thing to see.
Many pictures of pueblos, and one of them for sports. What did you call the sports one?
There was a ball court at one of these pueblos, and I called it their version, the pueblo version of Lambo.
You said the Lambo of the pueblo. I love that. Yeah. You don't even remember being that clever, do you?
I did it like a full, I went down into it and I did like a full movie of I did a 360 of it. It was kind of cool.
Nice. Is this former President James Madison on the line or is this James from Matt? I'm going to go with James from Madison. James, good morning.
Yes.
Oh, good morning. Get some, We're going to get a little feedback there. So, James, I'll ask you real quick. What did the Michigan Attorney General do this week?
He arrested the people for voter fraud.
Pretty close. I'm going to give you enough credit because the voter fraud was committed by the fake electors who got the criminal charges filed. And the Michigan Attorney General, did that. James, you stand by with Aaron, and we'll get the info to get those tickets to you. Thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it very much. Kristen, I know you like me, were putting up a post about that going, maybe Wisconsin next, huh? Fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah, man. I was really, really envious of what was happening in Michigan.
Well, that's because one of our fake electors in Wisconsin is still a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yeah.
After we are coming up on 1,000 days since the 2020 election, and we're still seeking justice for the voter fraud that was actually committed by people that day. All right, Kristen's going to hang around. Also in the next hour, Selena Heller and Hometown Health. All that and more coming up ahead. You're on the North News Radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire...